الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madanation, we once again welcome you in our program Background of Quranic Revelations. In this program we talk about certain verses of the Holy Quran, we select them and we explain background and the accounts relating that very beautiful verse of Holy Quran. And what was the context and background of that verse? Why was it revealed? What is the sabab of nuzul, reason of its revelation? Today, we've got a beautiful ayah of Quran, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, from Surah Al-Hujarat, verse number 2. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before performing any permissible deed or doing any good deed. I make this intention, I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can make this intention, you'll watch this program from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others to insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Respecting viewers, today the verse of the Holy Quran which has been selected for today's program is regarding the respect of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim, adab of the darbar of Mustafa, the manners, etiquettes of the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, which have been taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran to the believers. Respecting viewers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-Hujarat, verse number 2.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. O believers, do not raise your voices higher than the voices of this conveyor of the unseen, i.e. the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and no speak aloud in his august court, just like you speak aloud to one another amongst yourselves, in case your deeds go to waste whilst you are unaware. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Madanation, the adab of the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, manners and etiquettes of the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are being mentioned in this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran. Even to the extent that what should be the level of our voice when we talk in the blessed court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. Let's find out what is the shani nuzul, sabab of nuzul, reason for the revelation of this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran. There are a number of reasons which have been mentioned, accounts which are relating to this beautiful ayah of the Holy Quran. Respected viewers, according to one narration, it is mentioned that this ayah was revealed for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala. And the account is that once upon the selection of a leader, Sardar of a tribe, these two blessed individuals, their voices were raised, and that was the reason this beautiful ayah was revealed. Another sabab of nuzul of this ayah, which has been mentioned, is that munafiqeen, hypocrites, they used to raise their voices in the blessed court of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, so that weak Muslims follow them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Muslims to keep their voices law in the blessed court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, so that hypocrites, they do not meet the purpose they were after. And the third shani nuzul and sabab of nuzul, the reason for the revelation of this verse which has been mentioned, is that this very ayah was revealed for Hazrat Sayyidina Thabit bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala. And he radiallahu anhu used to talk loud, and he used to do this because he used to listen loudly. Now, a person who listens loud is not necessary for him to speak loud also. So it's always a good idea to explain him the matter, that doesn't matter if you listen aloud, so others also listen the same manner. If somebody is guided this way, maybe improvement can be made. And there are certain other riwayat, narrations also, with regards to the shani nuzul, the sabab of nuzul and revelation, the background behind this very verse. But and it is also possible that before the revelation of this verse, many accounts happened and then this ayah was revealed. And Allama Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh says that the nuzul of a verse, revelation of a verse, can have number of reasons. Right? Many accounts are also possible for one particular ayah's revelation. And it is also possible that those accounts, parables, or those reasons, they happened before the revelation of the ayah. Now, respectively, when Sayyidina Thabit bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala came to know that this ayah has been revealed, and probably it's because of his talking loud, this has been revealed. So he went and he locked himself in his own house and he would not come. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam asked from Sayyidina Sa'ad radiallahu anhu that, do you know about Thabit radiallahu anhu? And he said that I have not come to know about his disease or about him being away for any journey. So I will go and ask from his house. So he, radiallahu ta'ala, and Hazrat Sa'ad, he used to live in his proximity. He was his neighbor. He went and asked. So he came to know that Sayyidina Thabit, radiallahu ta'ala, and has locked himself in his house. And he says that, I'm destined to hell because of this, because all my good deeds, they have gone to waste. And I have raised my voice in the blessed court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was informed by Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala an about this very fact. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam called him, and he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave him the glad tiding and said, Thabit, you are person destined to Jannah. Meaning, you will enter into Jannah. You are dweller of Jannah. Subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam also accepted his way, the way, subhanallah, he kept himself at home. And further, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam also told, informed, being Nabi, being a conveyor of unseen, because Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was granted knowledge of ghaib, and he gave this knowledge of unseen, news of unseen. What was that? O Thabit, you will have death of martyrdom. This was also a news of unseen, because this had to happen in future. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is giving this news now, that O Thabit, your death will be upon martyrdom. You will be made a shaheed. And that's what happened when Musaylama Kadhab proclaimed prophethood, the false prophethood he proclaimed. That was the moment when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, for the protection of khatmi nubuwwat, finality of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, sent troops to fight against Musalima Kadhab. That was the moment when other Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan, they were also martyred in the Battle of Yamama. Hazrat Thabit bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala and also got martyrdom in that very battle. Respected viewers, once this ayah was revealed, the practice of Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan was completely very much cautious. They used to talk very low, even when they used to talk to each other, especially in the blessed court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, to the extent that even it would feel they were whispering to each other. Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala says that after the revelation of this ayah, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala an's condition was such that he radiallahu ta'ala an used to talk in very low volume, quietly, in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, to the extent that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had to ask him to repeat again. This was the level of him being cautious that I do not end up raising my voice in the blessed court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. In respect, it was once Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala and was present in Masjid Nabawi, Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima. Two individuals, they raised their voice in Masjid Nabawi. When he radiallahu ta'ala and heard them, he radiallahu and came near them and said, "Don't you know where are you standing?" And then said, "Where are you from?" Both said, "We belong to Taif." He radiallahu anhu said, "If you belonged to Madina Tayyaba, I would have surely punished you because of raising your voice in Masjid Nabawi." The reason was because those they were present in Madina Tayyaba, they knew the manners and etiquettes of Masjid Nabawi. Bargahi Risalat, court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. So respective viewers, Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan, in the apparent life of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, used to remain cautious that their voices are not raised after the revelation of this very verse. Not only in the blessed apparent life of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, even after the departure of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam from this mortal world in Masjid Nabawi, this was the practice of Sahaba Ikram, that they would not raise their voices. And yes, adab of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam's court is still there, and this hukam is still there. We should not raise our volume in the blessed court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and true understanding to know the respect, reverence of the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Otherwise, my dear Islamic brothers, it has been mentioned, the person will not even be aware, but his deeds would go to waste. So what is left behind? These are the consequences of disrespect of the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah ta'ala protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to follow the true footsteps of Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan and to know the true status of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful program, with another beautiful ayah of Quran. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Quran.